bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. All right, Kwanda. You know, black people, that's Ebonics. We don't say, like, A words. You know, ER becomes A. K-A-W becomes Kwa, Ku, or K-U. That's just, I see Kwanda. Good afternoon, Dr. Ken. See your body language, and you early, so I know it's about your fellow officers. I'm always early. I'm just not on YouTube. I told him to turn on YouTuber. See how she be doing? She said, well, hold on. I know it's Thursday, but you about to pop off. Yeah, let me just sit here in class and not raise my hand, but I'm here. Then he said, I've been sleeping on my other classes just to be up for you. Oh, isn't that nice? That's nice. I know Kwanda has been under the weather lately. And so, you know, she probably trapped at home and she can't do nothing but listen to her. Actually, I have nothing else to do. And my radio's broke, so it's on your station. So that's why we listen. So I'm just saying. But no, and all seriousness, I hope you're doing well. And because of that, always want to remind people you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Just make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a live show like now. Kwanda says she's in the hospital, and that's where she's trapped. Rule number one, if you're alive and breathing and talking and you're in the hospital, that's a good thing. I'm just saying. That's just me. If you have any comments or questions, 833-212-1017 is the number. So I thought, proving Kwanda correct, instead of making a statement about what's going on in the city. And yes, I'll be talking about what happened in Sherwood. My next segment, I'll be talking about the big, beautiful bill. I'll be talking about the Wisconsin budget. Talking about all that. We're gonna iron it out and see what's really going on. This is an article by Michael Kwaku Osei-Holt. And it's from the communityjournal.net. And I want to read the article because I agree with it, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. Let me take my past master's hat off. All right. It says, article titled, Signifying. And I saw them, we were at a panel for men's health on last Saturday at the Black Holocaust Museum. So it was pretty cool. But this was just published today, and I thought one of the things I would do is just read the article. I could tell you about it, but I think it would make more sense to read it because I concur with his comments. It goes like this. My heart sank to the pit of my stomach as I watched the newscast announcing the death of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Carter on Sunday. And that was before I learned he was African-American. 32-year-old Carter and his partner Christopher McCray were ambushed while responding to a call of a man with a gun near 25th and Garfield on Thursday. McCray survived multiple gun wounds and was released from the hospital hours before Carter died of his injuries. The assailant, /thug, is a 22-year-old named Tremaine Jones. The punk was hiding in the bushes and weeds awaiting the officers. No reason was given for the seemingly senseless act of violence, which means I can only assume the punk was either on drugs or deranged. Four Milwaukee police officers have been shot in the line of duty since 2018. To be sure, any murder of an innocent African-American pains me. The death of a public servant infuriates me even more. And this black-on-black crime incensed me as it speaks to the immorality that seems to run like a cancer in our community. To be sure, I admit to a long-standing love, dislike, hate is too drastic an adjective, affair with police. While I acknowledge our need for them, there have been too many violations of the public trust, far too many cases of their abuse, racial profiling, and brutality. And apparently, those incidents explain the lack of empathy I heard while listening to Black Talk Radio on Monday. Far too many, fortunately not a majority, of Black callers could not see beyond the importance of police service and, as such, did not feel the remorse and empathy I held. Many of the calls took the form of venting sessions or memories of police misconduct. Granted, as a reporter for over 4 decades with the Black press, I have reported on too many incidents of police brutality over the years to ignore. There have been the highly profiled murders of Eric Garner, Michael Brown, Akai Gurley, Tamir Rice, Philando Castile, Dante Wright, Andre Hill, Breonna Taylor, Tatiana Jefferson, Alton Sterling, Freddie Gray, Tanisha Anderson, and George Floyd. Most of the high-profile national killings sparked protests and calls for reform, or in the case of Floyd, influenced the presidential election of Joe Biden, who, incidentally, did nothing to change the status quo. Making matters worse, police officers in most of those killings were exonerated or given a slap on the wrist, further incensing the Black community and sparking the creation of Black Lives Matter. Milwaukee was not excluded from the list of cities under the microscope. Following the murder of Ernest Lacey, where the killings of Seville Smith, Derek Williams, Dontre Hamilton, Joel Acevedo, Hispanic, and Samuel Sharp. And that list doesn't include the choking death of Devontae Mitchell outside the Hyatt by that hotel security guard, a police wannabe. And when coupled with cases of police brutality and racial profiling, driving, walking, and picnicking while Black paradigms have soured most Black Milwaukeeans against the police. Yet, that factor does not, or should not, lessen the remorse we should feel at the killing of Brother Carter, emphasis on brother. However, over the years, I trained 3 future police officers in self-defense and attack techniques at Sabir's Karate, where I was a teacher. 2 brothers turned out to be exceptional officers and role models. The lone white pupil of the 3 seemed to have hardened over the years. I blame his acquired attitude toward those he's supposed to protect and serve on dealing daily with the worst of the worst, everything from domestic abusers to rapists to murderers. In some respects, I can understand his callousness. He works in one of the worst districts in the city and is confronted with a steady diet of evil. I've not heard of any misconduct on his behalf. If there have been any complaints, they've been kept under the rug by the apologist police union, pointing out the pressures he faces on the job 24/7. I recommended him to the academy, and I noted that no other officer should be assigned to heavy traffic districts for more than a couple years. This paper was also among the early media outlets to advocate for the hiring of more black officers. The assumption is that they can better relate to the realities of blackness and would be more empathetic to our socioeconomic realities. Most of our community would agree with that concept, which prompts me to say we can't have it both ways, nor can we lump all officers in the same squad car, if you will. Moreover, we can't suggest that a brother is no longer a brother when he wears blue. Carter and McCray should receive the utmost respect and admiration for their service to our community. As has been evidenced, it is a risky and thankless job, particularly given the epidemic of terrorism invading our community. Among those terrorists is Jones, whose conduct bears witness to the need for more, not less, police, particularly the brothers in blue, heroes and role models we should applaud, not condemn. And so when the 4th of July holiday comes and goes, take that extra Saturday and Sunday and think about your loved ones. Think about how you respond to them. Think about the double shifts, the long hours, the thankless job, the lack of seeing family and friends, barely eating a meal. And if you do, it's probably junk food. Because we expect, when we drive fast and furious, we expect the police to respond in the same way, fast and furious. So reading this article is not for you, if you're listening. If you're hearing this article, it's not meant to stir your emotion or make you feel like you should support the police. It's not meant, whether you hate or like the police, for you. You know who it's for? It's for my brothers in blue.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
And so on. Oh, now you're going to turn it down when I start singing. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. What's up, X? What's going on? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. You know, we're out tomorrow, so tomorrow is a, you know, best of day. And so you got any questions or anything you want to do today, give me a call. Let me check, because I know it's supposed to be hot. Whew, Lord. Let's see what the weather is. 78 degrees. The low tonight is 68. The high was 83. I was up in the northern suburbs today. It was 90 degrees. So it's going to be, and then the humidity is going to get higher. So tomorrow you're going to be, it's going to be over 70%. So, you know, you go outside, you're going to be dripping, brother or sister, tomorrow. So, you know, make sure you're good. All right. So big, beautiful bill passed. Trump is going to sign it tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern time. But many people have been asking what is in the bill. So we've been hearing from multiple people on multiple sides saying multiple crazy things. People are going to die and people are going to turn into pumpkins and all that stuff, right? There's some good in the bill. There's some bad in the bill. The bill will have to be reconciled. That means they will go back and some of the tweaks they need to make, they need to change. One of the things people don't understand about Medicare and things of that nature is if you are able-bodied and receive it, they expect you to work 80 hours a month. That's 20 hours a week. Or you can volunteer 20 hours a week, right? So there are multiple ways of doing it, just like we did here with Wisconsin Works, right? We had a governor at the time who decided that people that are able-bodied and getting money for free should be able to give back because they're able-bodied. And so that way it cut a lot of the people that were taking advantage of it and actually was able to give it to people who actually needed it. Make sense? Okay. Because welfare in any form, be it healthcare or dollars in your pocket, to feed your family is meant for the people at or under the poverty level. That's about 12%. Well, I'm sorry, not 12. Yeah, about 12%. 12 million people. Right now, 30 to 35 million people, if I understand correctly, are on some type of social assistance. That means that there are a lot of people that don't need it. I have no problem helping people who need help or don't make enough money. None. But congressional Republicans from CNN.com are hoping to send their sweeping bill and spending cuts package, known as a big, beautiful bill, to Donald Trump's desk by July 4th, and that's exactly what happened. So that would be going. So let's look at what the House passed, and we're not going to look at it House versus Senate because the House passed their own bill. Some things to look at: Affordable Care Act, border security, business tax breaks, car loan interest deduction, child tax credit, clean energy, the debt ceiling, defense, food stamps, immigration, Medicaid, senior citizen deduction, state and local tax deductions, student loans, tips, and overtime. Now let's look at the Affordable Care Act. The legislation would not shorten the open enrollment period, end year-round enrollment for low-income Americans, prohibit coverage of gender-affirming care, or restore federal funding or cost-sharing subsidies. It would increase verification requirements, although with some differences from the House version, effectively end automatic re-enrollment and limit certain immigrant eligibilities for premium subsidies. Border security. What did it do? Calls for tens of billions of dollars for border security. Expansion and modernization of the border barrier system. Allocate money for hiring and training border patrol agents and other personnel. Provide funding for federal emergency management for reimbursement of extra law enforcement costs for protecting presidential residences. Business tax breaks. The legislation would make the equipment and research and development provision permanent. The immediate deduction for building construction will remain temporary. And so now it would allow businesses to write off the full cost of equipment and research and development in the first year the cost was incurred. So what usually happens is you have a five-year period and you divide the cost by 5 years. And each subsequent year, if it costs $100, right, you would take 20% off the first year, another 20% the second year. So each year you would deduct, you get $20 deduction until you got the whole $100. Now they say if you build it and it costs $100, you get to deduct the entire $100 when you built it, the year you built it. Car loan interest deduction. The bill would allow eligible taxpayers to deduct up to $10,000 in car loan interest annually from 2025 to 2028. Tax break starts to phase out for single filers earning more than $100,000. Married couples earning over $200,000. It would apply to taxpayers who get car loans starting in 2025 and who buy the passenger vehicle that had their final assembly in the U.S. It includes all-terrain and recreational vehicles, but they would not – but I'm sorry. The legislation that passed is the same – but used all-terrain and recreational vehicles don't qualify. Child tax credit. Permanently beef up the child tax credit to $2,200. For parents filing joint tax returns, only one would have to have a Social Security number. Clean energy. Pass. Debt ceiling. Here's the problem. Raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. That's the problem. Defense, $150 billion to strengthen national defense programs, directly funds the Golden Dome Missile Defense Initiative, similar that they have in Israel, that shoots down missiles, would bolster compatibilities in the Pacific and improve Taiwan's self-defense capability. Supplemental payments for the basic allowance for housing for service members, expanding educational opportunities and child care assistance, and broadening professional licensure assistance programs for military spouses. Food stamps. The legislation would mandate that parents of children ages 14 and older work to maintain their benefits, as well as veterans, people experiencing homelessness, and former foster youth, in addition to those age 55 to 64. It would require states with payment error rates at or above 6% to pay at least 5%, or as much as 15% of the costs for the first time, but delays enactment for states with the highest error rates. What does that mean? They're going to extend the existing work requirement for people who get food stamps. That's basically it. Immigration. The bill would create or increase fees for immigration applying for asylum, work authorization, humanitarian parole, or temporary protected status. It would provide funding to expand immigration detention, to hire and train immigration and customs enforcement officers, and pay judges. I'm sorry, and to hire judges and support staff, and it would provide funding to increase deportations. Now, here's Medicaid. Here's what passed. Legislation would require certain recipients aged 19 to 64, as well as parents of children age 14 and older, to work, volunteer, enroll in school, or participate in a job training program, which is pretty much what, well, it's a little more than what we had in the state of Wisconsin. It would lower the cap on expansion states, provider taxes, and limit both existing and new direct payments. It would include a $50 billion relief fund for rural hospitals. It would restrict Medicaid eligibility for certain immigrants, including refugees and asylees. It would bar Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funds for 1 year, which means they would be able to reapply. Senior citizen deduction. All right, check this out. The legislation would provide a $6,000 boost to senior citizen standard deduction from 2025 to 2028. The income threshold would be the same, but the benefit would phase out more quickly than the other version. The original version said the benefit would start to phase out for individuals with incomes of more than $75,000 and couples with incomes double that. Then comes the state and local tax deduction. The legislation would raise the cap to $40,000 for this year for the making up to $500,000, which means you get state and local tax deductions for married couples. It would rise gradually through 2029 after the limit would revert back to $10,000. So initially they wanted it up to $10,000 and the amount would be limited to those making $500,000 or less before it starts to phase back to $10,000. And the beef up cap would then rise gradually over time and would last until 2034. Well, they raised the cap to $40,000 just for this year for those making a half a million, and then it would rise gradually through 2029. When we hit 2029, it goes back down to $10,000. Does that make sense? So you can deduct for state and local taxes paid up to $40,000. You can take it off your taxes. So these are things that middle class people don't get stuck on the half a million dollars, up to half a million dollars. The middle class people making $100,000, $200,000 are going to be able to make tax deductions of their state and local taxes. I believe it'll be in the area of real estate, home ownership, things of that nature. Now, here's the big one. School loans. Legislation would cap schools, students' aggregated borrowing for graduate and professional programs, limit parent plus borrowing, and eliminate graduate plus loan program. It would not change subsidized loans. It won't cap annual federal aid, increase the minimum total borrowing limit for undergraduate students, or tighten the Pell enrollment requirement. The student loan repayment provisions are generally the same as the House bill. So, what does it say? It would replace income contingent repayment plans with the repayment assistance plan, tighten the grant, the Pell Grant enrollment requirement, and establish a workforce Pell program. It would end the ability to defer student loan repayments due to economic hardship and unemployment. That is ridiculous. That is stupid. You're going to be causing people trouble. They need to go back and fix that. So as you go through this, look this up. It's on CNN.com under politics, and you'll be able to look at some things where you need to call your representatives from the House of Representatives and your U.S. Senator and tell them these are the types of things that need to change. Now, got any hourly workers out there? Get tips. The bill would eliminate federal income taxes on tips for many workers in jobs that traditionally receive tips. Got it? It would allow many hourly employees who receive overtime compensation to deduct that extra pay. Both provisions would be in effect 2025 to 2028. It would allow tipped employees to deduct only up to $25,000 in tip income and limits the deduction for overtime pay to $12,500 for a single worker. Most people don't make an excess of $12,500 for overtime pay. That means what? That means you get to keep your money. There's no tax on it. State-wise, I don't know. But federal, you get to keep it. And so those are some of the things in the big, beautiful bill that make sense, some of the things that don't make sense. Some of the provisions in there need to be changed, like the school loan. It makes no sense. If you can't pay, you're going to jam them up, destroy their credit, do all sorts of things because they can't pay off their loan because they don't have a job. Makes no sense. None at all. And then if they don't have a job and they want to get on welfare to tie things over, you're going to make them work 80 hours a week. Well, if they can find a job to work 80 hours a week, then they can pay their loan. You're putting them in a worse place. So some of this stuff makes sense. Some of it doesn't. But, hey, it is what it is. It has passed. And we're going to have to figure out a way around it. But we come back. I want to look at the new Wisconsin budget. Give it an overview. Because between the two of these, you might be between a rock and a hard place, which is kind of where you are when you drive on I-94, 43, or 41.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. YouTube chat. Al says, what about the innocent who were slaughtered by police officers? And my response to him was, yeah, there's always plenty of empathy for the innocent. You can't be a human being and respect the dead public servant. And then I miswrote, don't answer. Waste the time to listen to your answer. You always talk about not being a victim, but you sure cry like a victim. Nobody cares if you don't like the police. Sometimes I don't like the police. That's irrelevant. I get what you're saying, but it's like, you know, if you don't like it, just say, I don't like, and you don't care whether or not a police officer was killed. Don't hide behind, what about the innocent? That's a punk's way of doing it. Be a man. Stand up and say what you're going to say. If you're going to say, I don't like him, and I'm glad, then say that. But don't be a punk and talk about, well, what about the innocent people? Because that's trash. In the immortal words of Tory Lowe. Anyway. And then he said, yes, there are good police officers. Yes, indeed. And their good officers are needed. Yet the innocent are resting in the casket and all that. Got to make some other. Like, really? Really? You can't just give one side something just one time. Just always want to take. That's the mentality of always wanting to take and never give anything. They said the volume is low. So make sure you turn up the volume on the YouTube chat because they're complaining. It's low. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let me see. Then they start talking to each other and they don't really, you know. Yeah. Well, it's all the way up here, so y'all need to turn y'all volume up or get a better computer. Or get a phone. Ooh. Anyway. Now I was just reading what Kwanda wrote and all that. Well, you know, the sun is coming this weekend. Yeah, everybody on there is complaining that they can't hear. So they said, turn the volume all the way up. So I don't know what else to do. I don't know. And I'm not the technical guy. 833-212-1017 is the number. Daniel said, how much more weight do you plan to lose? Feels good physically, doesn't it? Good health and blessings to you. Well, first of all, I wasn't like 100 pounds overweight. I could have been good losing 10 pounds, but I want to get back to the amount. I can't get back to the weight I had when I went to the police academy. I was 190 pounds. That ain't going to happen. Well, it could. I'll look like a twig. My plan, I'm around 225. I want to lose another 10 pounds to get to about 215. And then I'll start working out. You know, then I'll start, you know, but right now I'm just changing the way I eat and such. See, y'all got me behind already. 833-212-1017 is the number. What you need to know about the $1.5 billion Wisconsin tax cut package that got signed into law. $111 billion. Two-year state budget, Tony Evers signed it, bipartisan legislation with a $1.5 billion tax cut. So securing provisions, tax cut provisions, Democratic governor approved, was a driver for Republican legislative leaders. They negotiated, so much so that Robin Voss and Assembly said they would not pass a budget that does not have a guarantee from Tony Evers of tax relief in it. The budget also includes tax provisions that the governor prioritized. So there's a lot of things in it. I think this is how government should work. If I'm going to give you what you want, then you have to give me what I want. If you're going to lose something, then I need to lose something to work back and forth. So here's how it'll affect us. There's relief for low and middle income earners. The state's second lowest tax bracket, 4.4% of income for married couples between $19,000 and $38,000, and single filers between $14,000 and $28,000. So if you're a low income earner, you're going to get a tax break. It expands that bracket, capping it at $67,300 per year for married couples and $50,480 for single filers, which means more people are going to get that tax break. For filers newly eligible for the second lowest bracket, that drops to 5.3%. So taxpayers benefiting from the cut will see an average reduction of about $180. And 82% of the cut will go to taxpayers earning less than $200,000 annually. There's the first $24,000 of retirement income up to $48,000 for married joint filers is not taxed. No sales tax on energy bills, so you get to remove that. And that means that new budget eliminates the state sales tax on household energy bills, a change that expects to save taxpayers, you ready? $178 million. You only get an exemption November through April, but during the rest of the year, you get charged 5% sales tax. That's gone. I think that's a good thing. So if you're not making a lot of money between the federal, some of the things in the federal and some of the things in the state, you should be able to take home, you should be able to see a significant change, an increase in your money. That if you get overtime or if you get tips, you basically get to keep it. Are some other things messed up? Like if you go to school, you don't have a way out of not paying back your bills. That's a weird thing. And I don't know why Republicans do that. I don't understand it. Every white conservative person I spoke to has this thing stuck in their craw about school loans. And they actually think black people are the ones cheating at it. There are more white people that got school loans than them girls from Wellesley majoring in, you know, Russian language than black people at all the HBCUs. So It's kind of disingenuous, but hey, you're not jamming us. Not the majority of us getting jammed up. It's the majority of everybody else. And why are you causing trouble for people that are going to grad school? Oh, we're going to limit it. So I can't pay for medical school now? So I can't spend $300,000 to go to medical school so I can make $500,000 a year? That makes no sense. Anyway, it's I'm just. Kwanda, I'm trying not to make Thursday, huh? Well, I am. You late. You're on a late show. He's like, break after your next point. You're on a late show. You're on a late show. I already decided to do that. Now you interrupted me and now I'm taking longer. You know why? Because it's Kwanda's fault. From now on today, every time something goes wrong, you did a Kwanda. You did a Kwanda. So question, is it pronounced Kwanda the way it's spelled or is it Kwanda? Like Kwanzaa. Okay, so hit me on the talking text, 833-212-1017, or hit me on the YouTube chat. It's 1017 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For windows with the strongest resilience, you need, you know, hang on. Let me check something first before I read that. Let me check something. Okay. It's 1017 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella Experience, Experience Center. It lets you see, feel, open, close, do all sorts of things with dozens of windows and door options from seven different Pella lines. You can do it side by side. Stop by soon, because if you order by July 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield and schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. And next Thursday, July 10th, we are going to be at Pella in Brookfield. So you can come check it out. Make sure you listen over the weekend and listen starting Monday, because we're going to have some great things for you coming up. I think that you will be absolutely great, because from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m., guess what? We will be broadcasting live from the Pella Experience Center. You can schedule your in-home consultation. You could do all that there. But here's the kicker. You'll have a chance to win some amazing prizes, but you got to schedule your in-home consultation. You get Brewers tickets, giveaways for this season, a game-worn jersey, Badgers College Game Day tailgate, State Fair, Green Bay tickets, and much more. Winners will be chosen every 2 hours. Don't miss your chance to also win $2,000 off your minimum purchase of $5,000. Like I said, when you hold your appointment before July 31st. Go to PellaWI.com. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. We're going to be there all day long broadcasting L-I-V-E.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Lucky you play one of my favorite artists, Minnie Riperton. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I had to wear, if you know who the League of Martin is? It's the Black Law Enforcement Officers Association and the Milwaukee Police Department. You know, black officers get together and talk about things that are going on the job and help each other. And we even do workshops for people trying to become police officers. And it was funny. Somebody said, do y'all let white or Hispanic people go to? I said, the Hispanic Peace Officers Association does the same thing. Matter of fact, they created some of the training along with the city and the league, and we do it on the north and the south side. And somebody, well, do you let white officers try? I said, listen, when I call 911, I need the best police officer you're going to send. I'm trying to see blue. I ain't really caring if it's black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, or female. I need some help. Nah, that's okay. I'm bleeding out, but, you know, you're a white guy. I'll just die. Well, it's stupid. Come on. Come on. And so this is what I'm wearing. We had a kickball team, League of Martin, established in 1974. And on the back, my name. All right? Don't worry about it. It's good. And my favorite number, 5. That's why every time somebody asks, hey, what caller number? 5. Huh? Yeah? It was also my number when I pledged Alpha. 5. Top 5 at 5 next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.